Just a comment about Israel, your love, both of you, for Israel, and what you see in the peace in the Mideast. Do you have any comments along those lines here in 2010 and what you might project about it?
Well, Israel is an amazing country with all the high-tech stuff and an amazing number of Nobel Prize winners and Pulitzer Prize winners and things that have happened in this little, tiny, tiny country. I mean, they're just like a dot in a sea of countries that are not so friendly to them. You know, we keep hoping that someday there will be peace, and it is hard maybe for us to understand when they're getting shelling all the time, why don't they want to give up the land and put Israel back to its original United Nations partition that was like 15 miles wide? And of course, you know, they are interested in their security as we would be. We think that they really are interested in peace. We've met a lot of their leaders. We have quite a few family members there from my father's sister, the one who ended up immigrating there, and then her children and their children are there. So we do have quite a bit of family there. Israel became a state in 1948, and I don't know if there'll ever be the peace that we all hope for. It's easy for us to say, give up this and give up that. I think if there was some sort of security that could be promised, I think they would say, yes, do it today. But there's no way that we can kind of guarantee what other countries are going to be doing. And, of course, you don't know what's going to happen with Iran because it's being run by some people who are
fanatic,
crazies, I think. We just hope and pray that they're going to be okay. I've been to Israel 7 times. Jabin has been there 6 times. We really love the country. And it's not.
And we love the people. They're not at all the way you might think, always ready to war. Our very first trip there, we were on a tour, and we were on a bus, and the young man on the bus, we had one who drove and the other one who was our guide and spoke to us. Out in the middle of the desert, whenever they would see a young man standing there in a uniform, they'd stop and pick up the young man and take him on. They'd say, where are you going? And take him on a few more miles because he was maybe on leave from his camp and he was maybe going home, or sometimes he was going back to camp. And so they would stop and pick them up. And I said, isn't this dangerous to stop and pick up like this? So the young man in the bus just smiled at me and turned around and raised up his shirt. And he had a whole rack around his stomach of bullets. And then he reached under the bus seat and pulled out his M1. And he said, well, would you want to deal with me? And I said, no, I don't think so, thank you. So they are prepared, because I said, well, you know, anyone could dress up and put on a uniform and pretend to be a soldier. And he said, no, I know a uniform when I see one. So it was that sort of situation. But they do help each other, and they did help each other. And there was a camaraderie that was unbelievable in the country. You just felt it. That very first time we went, we noticed the feeling of, we've got to get together and stay together in order to make this work. That's the only way anything will work, is if you take a group of people who are willing to put their backs in, and no matter how embarrassing or sweating it's going to be, do it, and it'll come to be.
Yeah. We've walked around the streets of both Tel Aviv and Jerusalem at midnight and never felt insecure. Israel is probably more secure than most any major city in America because there just hardly isn't any crime and security is everywhere. We never felt afraid we were there at all.
Yeah.